my god, I know I look ugly, guys.
No! Skylar, don't... Come on, don't say that. You look... Don't say that. We had a lot to deal with.
Guys, we're talking about probably the most attractive cast ever, and...
Yeah.
And I look like this. Oh my God. So, I actually really prefer that none of you watch the YouTube video that we're gonna post. So.
It's been tough. I had to deal with the light, and I turned it off, and I look like I'm in a dark, dark dungeon. Awful. Just like a haunted house.
Yeah, my lighting's bad. It's bad.
You know, it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
It is what it is.
Until we get a production team.
Hair, makeup. My hair is really the problem today. If you couldn't tell, you can tell. It's the problem, so.
I don't see any problem with Skylar's hair, but it's been a journey. Thankfully, I took a shower today. Otherwise, mine would be in a bun.
Okay, you should have told me that you were showering today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I needed to share my shower schedule with you. Skylar is actively taking a brush to her hair as we speak.
It looks so bad. I'm gonna shave it off.
No.
I'm gonna shave it all off.
Would it help if you just pinned your bangs back?
I might have to do that. Hold on. Intermission.
That looks beautiful.
I'm gonna kill you. Perfect. It looks so bad on
no,
the...
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Emily just lying to me. Now I know that
lying.
If I... Yes, because now that I know if I ever looked so awful, you would not tell me. So.
Skylar, if you looked so bad, I would tell you.
Let's play a game. If your friend looked really bad, how would you tell them that they looked bad?
Do you want my response or do you want the people's
yes, response? Yes, because I want everybody's response.
If my friend, Skylar, if you were looking really bad, the way you
like
are,
right now,
and you were like, are you asking me if you look bad, or am I saying this to you unprovoked?
I look at you and I say, how do I look? Or we're about to go out somewhere.
Okay. And I see something that I think is, like, really off and, like, worth...
You think I look bad? Yeah, you think I look bad.
Okay, I would say... There's something wrong with your hair. I think you need to change it. Or, like...
No. I'm talking, I look bad. Like, just, like, you don't think it's worth going out anymore.
I would like to preface this by saying I would never not go out because one of my friends looked so
you
bad.
You thought they looked ugly.
But if you looked really rough and I knew that, like, if I let you go out, you wouldn't be happy if we took a picture and you saw what you looked like, I would say, you don't look like your best self and I think something needs to change.
I think something needs to change.
Do a double take in the mirror.
Okay. It's not much better, but we're gonna deal with it, right, guys? Tell me I look pretty. Don't tell me I look ugly, because then I'll never show my face on the internet ever again.
I was literally gonna say, I was, like, saying to Skylar before, like, if you're really not feeling it, we could just not film this episode, but she's dedicated to the cause, so.
This is for you guys.
They're like, really?
They're like, we don't care. Like, oh.
That's what I said. They didn't come here for our faces, they came here for what comes out of these big fat mouths.
I know. That's very true. Well, it's too late now. I think I fixed it, except for this looks like shit now.
Why are you taking your braid out?
Because it looks like shit. I'm just gonna... Hold on, we're gonna...
Oh my god, she's still changing.
This is the most... This is the most unprepared I've ever been for an episode, just so everybody knows.
Oh my god.
Venus is in Libra. I'm supposed to feel pretty. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but there's something happening with Pisces, too, which might be why... things aren't feeling
my
good.
Own moon.
Yeah, your own moon is doing you in, genuinely.
That is actually true for most of the time, so that's okay.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, it's gonna be okay.
Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Talk About It. It's not always like this, I promise. I'm Skylar.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're gonna be talking about the astrologer.
Today we're talking about the Outer Banks cast birth charts.
Yes. Oh, I forgot to look. Someone told us we should do this. We'll put her name in the description.
No, babe. I can literally pull up that DM right now. You just vamp a little bit.
You just vamp. Okay, well, Emily gets the lovely person's name. I was gonna say, I just started listening to Greta Van Fleet. And I know other people are going through this because yeah. I saw a girl make a TikTok being like, is this everybody else's For You page right now? And it's all Greta Van Fleet content. And it was funny because the Harry Styles concert happened on Saturday, which, oh my god. Emily and I are going very soon. We have the 4th.
Oh my god. I thought that was yesterday.
Incorrect.
I found the name also, by the way.
Oh, what's her name?
Ashley. Ashley slid into our DMs and was like, you guys should do this. And it was right when we were talking about maybe watching Outer Banks and doing an episode.
It was the day after I asked you if you thought we should watch the Outer Banks.
So we did, and now we're
here. Now we're watching the Outer Banks, and we like it. Emily finished season 1. I'm not finished with it yet. But we're getting there, and we're going to talk about the show, the actual show itself.
Yeah.
But to do part of that, because we probably wouldn't have time for it anyways.
Yeah.
We're going to do this now.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Sorry.
I was talking about Greta Van Fleet, Emily.
Well, the whole point was for you to vamp while I found...
Yeah, the whole point. And I wasn't done. Ooh, a little vamping. I wasn't done. So, wasn't done. Oh, man, well, we're famous, Emily, because we're getting famous for this podcast. This is going to be in one of those videos where it's like, let's talk about it podcast on crack. Like, it's going to be like those kind of videos.
Crack videos.
Yeah, crack videos. I still love watching those.
Yes.
Guilty pleasure.
It's going to be a funny moments compilation.
It's just me crying about my hair for 10 minutes.
It's you, like, unbraiding. It's me being like,
hey, guys, welcome back.
Yeah, literally. Trying to distract from the madness.
That's okay. Anyways. So it was like all Harry Styles concert videos, which, fantastic. Literally every other video was a Harry Styles video from the concert, and I love it. Yeah. And there's gonna be another one tomorrow, right? So it's more tonight. Is coming.
It's literally tonight.
Oh my god!
But it's in Colorado, so there's like a 2-hour time difference. So, yeah.
So... are they ahead or...
they're behind.
Behind. Okay. I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
especially not right now.
It's 6:20 instead of 8:20. And he gets on stage at like 9, if he's on time.
Why don't they catch up?
So. Well, they can't help it.
Maybe they should speed up a little bit. It's
physically impossible for them to control.
I think they should try a little harder. Anyways, I'm excited to see his new outfit.
All right, we're but roasting then, time zones. Sorry.
And so... but then the past... I've been getting some Greta Van Fleet content, but then literally today, yesterday and the day before, oh my god, every other video was about Greta Van Fleet, and I wasn't liking a single one of them out of spite.
Yeah.
But then I listened to their music, and I actually like it, so... you guys got me. You won. So, Skylar, if you guys want to talk about Greta Van Fleet,
let us know.
Send us a message.
Skylar would, like, text me. She's like, I feel like I'm being inducted into a cult right now. Like, every other
video. That's what it felt like. It was, like, indoctrination.
Just go with the flow. I mean, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
I guess it was a sign from God, right?
Sure.
Just like when I got the feeling to watch The Outer Banks. Maybe somebody will DM us literally in 5 seconds being like, do you guys talk about Greta Van Fleet's birth charts? I would shit my pants.
That would actually be so insane. And I kind of hope it happens. Is that cup from Target?
Yes.
I have that. And a short version.
Yeah, I got the short versions in that pale pink.
Yes. Oh my god. My friends have the pale pink.
I saw someone else with these cups
every
on TikTok. Every
college age girl has those cups from Target.
They're such cute colors. For some reason, I was really into this when I was shopping for my apartment. I was really into this, not this pale blue, but because I already had stuff in this color scheme for my dorm. But I was into this seafoam green and pink /orange combo. So my bathroom's like a seafoam green, like a pale seafoam green and like a pale orange It's interesting. I don't know why I was really feeling it. It was, like, in the moment, too. It was just, like, yeah.
Are you gonna spice anything up for the fall season?
Yeah, so I have, from quarantine, when I was depressed and trying not to lose my mind, I would buy myself holiday lights. So I have an array of
Halloween you have ghosts, lights. Don't you? You have ghosts and
yes, and pumpkins and bats, and then I have snowflakes for the Christmas season.
Oh my god, fun.
I'm prepared.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. Thanks, quarantine.
Anything else? Any other life updates for me or the people?
I'm 20.
Skylar is 20. The baby.
I'm 20!
How old are you? I'm 20!
I'm 20! Yeah. Oh, I didn't make it. Should I have made a TikTok like that?
Should we make a TikTok when we go to, when we go to Harry Styles? Should we do like one of those transition ones?
Oh, we should.
Ugh, I should start saving those audios then, so I have them.
Yeah. The woman sound with, like, should we just search romantic comedies on Netflix and see what's fine?
Down, out! Yeah.
Woman! Yeah, we should do that one. And I think Emily and I have, a year in the making, been planning on doing a vlog, so.
Oh my god, we should do that, and we should just post it on this YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, yay!
Oh my god, so guys, get excited now.
I have to buy an outfit. Off. I don't have an outfit.
Oh yeah, I keep changing parts of my outfit, so I don't know if I have one either.
Uh-oh.
You have a month.
Yeah, but I don't know. Also, people, like, there's, like, they have, like, early... Oh my god. I was, like, trying to speak and a word wasn't coming out.
You just... Ursula just took your voice in the middle of your sentence. You were like, people have, like...
They sell merch early. They had, like, in Las Vegas.
Oh my god, I know!
So, okay.
Sorry. People have that bunny crew neck that I want so
what
bad.
What funny crew neck?
The bunny crew neck. Not the bunny. The funny crew neck.
Yeah.
No, the one, like, it's white and the check.
Yeah, no, I want that.
You talk for once. I've been talking for, like, 10 minutes straight.
No, I want that shirt, too, but I'm thinking, this is literally just a logistics meeting between, for the concert, because I'm insane. I will not ever let myself rest, but we should, I think that's so much more convenient to do if we can, like, go into the city and get merch, like, early the day of, just so we don't have to hold that shit. I thought that was so smart.
Oh, agreed.
I hope he's doing it at our concert.
Yeah, where would we put our stuff, though?
We just come back.
You want to take the train into the city and then leave and then go back?
Yeah, it's going to be like 4 hours.
That's like $60.
That's not true. It's $20 for a round trip ticket, Sky. It's $40.
Okay, sorry, $40? I'll think about it, but that's
where
a good tip for the other
people
going.
I'm just saying, like, we have pit tickets, so where are we putting our merch?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking I was going to wear a fanny pack.
You're going to put a crew neck t-shirt in a fanny pack?
No, a crew neck sweatshirt.
What are you going to do? Put the shirt on over your outfit and just sweat through it before you wash it? I don't know about you, but okay. I'd rather spend $1,000 than have to do that.
Oh my god. Okay, well, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, anyway, sorry. I just thought that was cool because then you space out also, like, the people that are, like, buying merch before a concert, too, like, in terms of, like, COVID safety. I thought that was smart.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It is smart. Do you guys want to see, should we go see Greta Van Fleet?
Yes.
Wait, should we have a meetup at a Greta Van Fleet concert?
Yes, we literally should.
Okay,
we should have
guys. Are they touring?
No, we should have a meetup at the literal Harry Styles concert we're going to. Are you kidding, guys? Who's going to MSG?
Oh, that's true.
Let us know
who's gonna be in town. MSG.
MSG. Let's meet at the Statue of Liberty, guys, at noon.
No, that's true. But I was thinking, well, I guess maybe Greta Van Fleet's pretty big. Because I was
no,
like,
it's smaller. Oh,
it might be smaller.
It's, yeah. I got it. That was foul.
The energy of this episode is so off. Like, the universe was like, yes, watch The Outer Banks. And then we've tried to film an episode about it, and they're like, this is it.
The boom, boom, boom. Every time we try and talk.
You're gonna look ugly today. You're gonna look ugly, and you don't have a single good thought in your head. It's gonna be so high in your room.
And Ursula's gonna take your little voice. You're not gonna be able to say a single word.
Guys, we're gonna have to make an apology about this episode. Cause it's so bad.
No, this is great content.
Okay. First cast member.
Let's get into some of these birth charts. Ooh, some guy just liked me on Hinge.
Oh. Was it another member from the society?
No, unfortunately. Well,
another friend of one of the cast members of the society.
Unfortunately not.
Guys, Emily saw... Should I tell
them
this? Is that... No. Yeah, okay. Emily sent me... Emily, I was asleep, because it was like, what? Like, 1 a.m.?
I haven't been able to go to bed before 3 in the morning, I think, all week.
Yeah, that makes sense. Emily sent me a screenshot of a Hinge profile, and this man was friends with Grizz, aka Jack Mulhern, from the society.
Yeah, truly.
And I'm in love with him. So I was like, Emily, if you don't like this man, just so you can be like, hey, my friend thinks you're cute. Because my plan would have been, if he liked you back, I would have been like, you message him and you say, my friend thinks your friend in the first picture is really cute. Like, as if I don't know who that is. So then we would go on a double date. And then you wouldn't be interested in the guy, but I would be interested in Chris from the society. And then we'd get married and everything would be okay.
Except for the man never matched with me. So we'll never know.
Except for one vital part of my plan did not work. It was on my birthday,
too. Yeah, it was on your birthday.
So it felt a little bit mean that it didn't happen.
But I'm really sorry.
It's okay. Okay. Chase Stokes.
Okay, let's get... Birth charts of Outer Banks cast.
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Oh, we only did the main cast plus Rafe.
And, what's her name? Sarah?
She's in the main cast.
Yeah. But, okay. You added Rafe just because it's Drew Starkey?
Yeah, well, okay. Don't look at me like that. Yes, he's a little cutie, but also because the girl specifically said that we should talk about him, and I'll do anything for any person that tells us what we should do. And also, I really like his birth chart, so I wanted to talk about it. Sue me.
I'm glad to have him mixed in.
Okay, then my lawyers will accept.
Okay. Chase Stokes. First of all, that's a fake name. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, yeah, why does he have the name of, like, the Manic Pixie Dream Boy in, like, a TV
show? He has the name that John B., like, would have in a parallel universe if John B.'s name wasn't John
B. Why do they call him John B.?
I don't know, it's like a middle initial thing. I guess it just rolls off the tongue better than John.
We've had full name friends where, like, you refer to them as their full name.
Yeah.
But I never had a friend where I'm like... Yeah, I'll say their middle
I don't call
initial
you Skylar A.
Exactly, or like Emily A.
Well, that kind of rolls off the tongue pretty nice.
Not really. John B's two syllables. Emily A. That's three.
Emily A.
Emily A.
In like one breath. Emily A. Okay.
Emily A.
Should I go by my middle initial now?
Should we just call you A?
No, like a Pretty Little Liars character, please.
Or E. I feel like people do go by E who have the, but you're M.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
It's too late now.
Yeah, I don't want it. I didn't ask for any of this. I don't want it.
Anyways, this is a different episode. Okay, he's a Virgo King. I think he's very Virgo energy. He's also has a Taurus moon, which I've watched a few interviews of the cast, and I think he definitely gives Taurus Moon vibes. He's super chill, he's very mellow, he's, like, intelligent, which is, like, his Virgo placement, and his Virgo placements, excuse me. He's got a Virgo Mercury also, so smart king.
Yeah. It's a lot of Earth. And then his Venus and Mars combination is super interesting.
He's romantic.
That's a pretty sweet emotional combination.
No wonder why Madeline Klein fell in love with him. Oh my god. He's got Taurus moon.
I can't believe they're actually dating.
I know. It's kind of, they're cute though. I like them together.
No, yeah.
I also really like her for some reason. I don't know why. She just gives me good vibes.
Really?
Yeah. He's a Taurus moon, a Libra Venus, and a Cancer Mars. So right off the bat, you have the sentimentalness of being a Taurus moon, and you have the romantic thoughtfulness of being a Libra Venus, and then you have the emotional capacity of a Virgo Mars.
Yeah.
It's kind of perfect. Not
gonna lie. It's a much better I haven't watched any interviews of him. Like, I haven't seen him outside of the character of Jambi, which is, a flawed character.
Which is...
But, this is a really nice chart. Like, if I saw this, if we were doing a blind date thing again, I would be super game
to
talk to this person.
I would go on a date with this birth chart.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. It's just, he just has very nice vibes, and then when you look at this chart, you're like, oh yeah, he's super nice for sure.
Yeah. He's, so much Earth, even in his outer planets. But I think it's balanced well because he has the air and the water in, placements that matter. So that's good, at least.
Yeah, well, it's just, these are all, signs that I think are really devoted to people that they love. Virgos are, the self-sacrificers. They're, the nurturers to the point of a fault. Taurus is sentimental, they're mellow, they're patient, and you have, the Libra, which is just, almost too idealistic, but just, so loving and, balanced and, is, the mediator, so, they want to compromise with anybody. And then you have the Cancer Mars, which is just, they have, they're very, easygoing until, the emotions are really there.
Yeah. I wonder what a fight with him would be like if you were in a relationship.
Oh my god.
I just wonder if things would get, really emotional and if, he would... if it would be... How much on the offensive he would be.
You would really have to get him angry.
Right? I think you'd have to push.
You would...
So many buttons consistently.
Make him really mad. Oh, yeah. Consistently. Yeah, no. Any Libra placement, they're not going to say anything to you unless they feel like they really have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me? He's a peacekeeper at heart.
Oh my god. Sorry, I just realized how psychotic my question sounded, actually.
I feel like we've definitely said that before, but the second it left your mouth, just something about today, I was like, oh my god.
It's always good to balance it with the good and the bad.
It's always good to ask the important questions.
The important questions. Should we move on to Madeline Klein, aka Sarah Cameron?
Yes.
This energy is almost completely different.
Yeah, it's not what I expected at all.
No way.
They're interesting together, for sure.
Well, I like that his sun placement is her moon placement, so they have that going. But she's Sag. She has a Sag sun and Mercury.
And then an Aquarius stellium.
Yeah, in her Venus and her Mars. There's so much fire and air. Essentially.
Yeah, She's funny because she's probably, she comes across very mellow also, which is probably her Virgo moon.
Yeah.
But she has to be an adventurous woman because, oh my god, the Sagittarius sun, Sagittarius Mercury, and then an Aquarius stellium, she needs to get her interest piqued. Oh my god. And she must be so anxious, she's got a Virgo moon. Sorry, girl.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like if we were friends with this couple... And we were hanging out with them. What's his name? Chase would be... Oh my god, I cannot believe that that's his name.
Who are we talking about?
I was just gonna call him John B. John B. I feel like Chase would be, like, the super melon one, but Sarah, Madeline, would be, like, she's, like, maybe she's, like, the personality, sort of, like, the flavor. Yeah. The one who's, like, you know, I feel like they work together because they probably balance each other out, but, like,
yes,
you get that, like, she's the flame and he's sort of just, like, the chill one there.
Those couples are kind of the best, though, because you have one that, like, makes the other go out.
Yeah.
And then, like, they're having fun, so they encourage the other one to have fun. But right. then, like, I mean, with a Sagittarius placement and an Aquarius stellium, like, I feel like she's the one who gets too drunk at the party, but, sure. like, in a funny way. And, you're like, it's okay, because her boyfriend's gonna, like, her boyfriend's take her home and, like, take care of her. She'll be fine.
No, completely.
It's one of those situations.
Completely. That's so funny. I wonder what it was like working with them to, like, working together and then... Because that's the other aspect of this, too, is that all these people are in a cat, like, an ensemble cast.
I know, I kept thinking about that.
So, like, I just, oh my god, I would kill to have, like, a behind-the-scenes look to see how they all, like, interact and how, like, they all operate differently together.
I know. There's a lot of Aquarius energy in this whole cast, though. Like, they're a quirky bunch, for lack of a better word.
Well, yeah.
I've seen her in interviews, though, and she is very humble, and I think that is definitely her Virgo moon. Like, Virgo moons, I think we talked about before, I think we said it with the Cactus Culture podcast, we're like, it's not that they're bad, we just feel bad for them because, like, they have a hard time, they internalize things, and, like, there's a lot of anxiety and, like, need for structure that comes with it.
Yeah.
But she, I mean, with the Sag placements, she must be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think I think they're good placements to have Sagittarius in with her moon in Virgo. So maybe it just balances it all out. Or at least gives, like, at least it's not like she is, like, wallowing in, like, with that Virgo moon. Like, she has other aspects that sort of, like, I don't know. Just don't.
She's also very smart, though.
Yeah.
She has to also be. Yeah. Like, Aquarius Venus, she wants to be seen as intelligent and, like, interesting, and then Mercury Sag, like, so wise.
Yeah. Well, she's also looking for someone interesting, too, if she has an Aquarius Venus. She's, like, we talked about Aquarius Venuses with Tom Hiddleston. She must be looking for someone, like, interesting and stimulating to, like, talk to. And if Chase has a Libra Venus... with more of that, like, earth energy that, like, attracts, like, her moon placement, too. And they both have earth moons, which is super, like, nice for them, I think, in terms of getting along and communication. So, seems pretty dope to me.
Yeah, really. And I'm a Virgo sun, and I like Sagittarius placements, so. Yeah. Right. That's my two cents on it.
Well, there you go. Well, that's all we really need to know.
That's all we really need, is my opinion, so.
Okay, who's next? Pope Jonathan Davis.
He's very close to he's only a year older than us.
Are you serious?
He was born, I was very surprised to see someone born in 2000.
That is so insane. I love him.
I love him too, and this also makes a lot of sense.
This is insane, but also if I were to pick, like, what sign Pope the character would be, I feel like I would go with Pisces. Is that wrong?
I know, right? I thought the same thing.
I literally was like, wait, this makes sense for, like, the character, too.
No, 100%.
This Pisces sun, 100%. Sagittarius moon, Pisces Mercury, oh my god.
I feel like Sag moon also kind of makes sense for Pope. Maybe not. Pope's a little bit more confrontational, but Pisces, just so sweet. Yeah. And then Sag moon... so smart. They love to learn.
Yeah.
That's, like, their whole thing. Yeah. It's crazy to me.
That's so funny.
Maybe he just is Pope. Do you think he's just playing himself?
I don't... like, probably not. It's a really interesting theory.
Do you think he's just playing himself? He's probably not... I bet if they took a... they might say that he's the closest to his character. Because he seems, like, maybe the closest to his character based on his birth chart to me.
Maybe. I really like this... let me rephrase that. I think I find this Venus and Mars combination very interesting.
Right?
A little fire and air action. Aries, Mars with Aquarius. Why? Okay, second Aquarius, Venus in the row. In a row.
Yes. Yes.
Very interesting. I don't know. I think to have that combustible of a combination with your Venus and Mars, but also to have, like, Pisces Sun and Mercury is super interesting, that balance in a person.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a manic pixie dream boy, just a I would little say. Bit,
yeah.
Because he's got to be so creative. With It's interesting that three people in a row, their Sun and their Mercury are the same.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But just very creative. And then, yeah, he's just, like, very free-roaming with the Sag Moon. And then he's Aquarius Venus, like, always looking for the next thing that keeps him interested. He likes the unconventional, like you were just saying. Like, he likes unique things. Like, he probably likes to be admired, so he's probably striving to do a lot. I'd be surprised if he doesn't do things outside of acting. Like, you know a lot of actors, like... I was just thinking about Justin Baldoni today, which I wonder what sign he is, but he's the guy from Jane the Virgin who plays Raphael. He writes books, he directs, like... He's all over the place. Like, he's an activist. I'd be surprised if he wasn't also, like, one of those people. Because he seems like he'd be the kind of person that would have a lot of... And with an Aries Mars, he's starting a bunch of stuff and not completing it.
Yeah, so completely.
He's got a lot
going on. No, he's busy.
I wonder if he paints. Sorry, I just got really excited.
Do you think he paints?
I hope he paints. Do you think he paints? I hope he paints.
Maybe. Maybe he draws. Ooh, what if he sketches? Oh my god, he's on set with his lines, with his script, and then, like, he's like, sketching.
Us romanticizing him?
Huh?
We're like, oh my god, do you think he paints?
Yeah.
We're like, so, we're like, yeah. Anyways.
Hey, Jonathan. Do you paint? Jonathan.
Hey, JD.
Hey, JD. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's the guy from the Heathers.
The only JD in the world.
Well, it just, you rarely hear that comment. You rarely hear that combination. I just got an update for the pattern. Sorry. Oh, no.
Oh my god. I got an Apple Watch, and today my Apple Watch gave me an update. It was the pattern.
Oh my god.
It was
big.
It was on my wrist. I was like.
See, now it's even more. It can come for your throat at an even greater capacity because it is on your wrist. There is. It's attached to you at all times.
Oh, what I was gonna say too about them as a cast in general. He has an Aries Mars, so if there's anybody on the set that's getting annoyed with people for annoying him, it's him. Because the first two so far have been like kind of more chill Mars lines. I forget what we'll have to look at the other ones. I kind of forget. Oh no, Madison Bailey also has an intense Mars sign.
Yeah,
but yeah, JD's definitely getting annoyed. JD. He's a little hot-headed. They call him JD.
Do they really?
I'm not just giving him a nickname for
fun. I literally thought you just gave him that nickname, Skylar. I was like,
yeah, sorry.
Okay, she's taking matters into her own hands,
I'm his best bud. I would love to. Actually, looking at his chart, love to hang out with him.
Are you kidding? His sun and your moon are the same. Of course you want to hang out with him.
Oh my god, that's so true. Oh my god, you're so right.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. And we're also sister signs, so.
Yes.
Duh. Okay, whatever, sorry.
Oh my god, he's literally
oh my god, and our Venuses are opposites.
Yes.
Okay.
This is all Skylar needs to be convinced to be in love with somebody.
This is a dangerous combination. This is getting dangerous. I haven't even looked at the Greta Van Fleet members.
Oh my god. Fuck, that'll be the day, huh? That is going
that'll
to be...
That's
gonna be a lot.
Tonight's that'll be the day. It's tonight. Yeah, so it's tonight. That's the first thing I'm doing after we're done with this.
Oh my god. Okay. Madison Bailey, not the girl who played the female Max on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes, I confused Emily very much with that one time before she started
girl's
watching
name
the show.
Not also Madison Bailey.
It's Bailey Madison. Oh. Isn't that insane though? that's kind of
so
messed up.
Stupid.
Who planned that?
That's so dumb. How the fuck did that happen? That pisses me off.
I know, literally. Why are the two actresses and they're reversed?
Oh my god, that's so funny. Okay, I'm glad that exists in the world. Our first... not our first water moon. Is that a complete lie? Did I just lie?
No, you're right.
I'm right. Our first water moon?
You're not lying.
I am not a liar. Jesus Christ.
You're not a liar.
She has so much water.
She's a lot of water.
Jesus.
Yeah, and the other... Her other personal planets are Aquarius. So
yeah. So she's got, oh my god, Aquarius Sun, Cancer Moon, Aquarius Mercury, Pisces Venus, with a Scorpio Mars. That's kind of...
I'm a little scared of her. No, she I love her.
Seems intense. That just seems intense.
I love her, but she's an intense significant other, that's for sure.
Yes, yes, yeah, in terms of dating her, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Because the Pisces Venus, she's idealizing you. She's dreaming up all sorts of fantasies, and then she's loving you unconditionally off the bat. And then Scorpio Mars, possessive, passionate, intense.
Yeah.
Not all bad, just
it's a lot of,
it's big love energy, that's for sure.
Big love energy. I like that. Yeah.
I know she does have a girlfriend right now.
Yeah,
she does. Can she confirm?
Imagine the girlfriend DMs us.
She's like, yeah, you're correct. Yeah,
absolutely.
They met on TikTok. Did you know that?
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
Well, that's how I know, because you told me.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's...
Oh, and a Cancer Moon! So she's feeling things so deeply.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah.
So everything is kind of just a lot, maybe.
Maybe just, like, a lot.
Okay, but now think of her interacting with... like Chase or Madeline or Jonathan.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense to me that they started dating, though, Chase and Madeline, because they were definitely among all these people that are, like, kind of insane.
Yeah.
Like, in the best way. Sure. And then they were just kind of chill and, like...
Yeah. I think her moon is my sun, so I think we'd get along. I mean, I differ completely in a lot of aspects, but... I get it. Who had... Oh, Dev Patel has a Pisces Venus.
Yes.
That's the other person who we've talked about having Pisces Venuses with.
Yeah.
Which was interesting for him, because you just never know what you're going to get, I think. And I think to pair that with the intensity of a Scorpio Mars is super, super... Again, what would it be like to fight with this person? If you were dating them, what would a fight with Madison Bailey be like?
Maybe passionate.
Not pretty passionate.
Intense.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Pretty
probably
big.
A lot. She probably uses a lot of I feel sentences, though.
As we all should. But yeah, definitely.
She's got an Aquarius Mercury. She's very smart.
Oh, she's quick.
Very, very quick. Very cunning. Probably also very charming. Yeah. Like, she is definitely a likable person. This cast is very likable. Like, I've not seen a placement yet that's been like, ooh, they might rub somebody the wrong way.
No.
Yeah, Pisces Venuses are funny because, like, you never really know... Pisces placements are funny because it could be completely different one second to the other.
Right, right.
Because they're just so in their own heads.
Yeah.
And, like, so in tune with, like, the tone in a room.
Right.
Like, with Venus, like, with people you love most, you're like, oh my god, like, something's off. But, like, hello said the wrong way.
So in tune with, like, other people's emotions, where, like, it's almost to a detriment to yourself, because it's, like, constantly taking in, but never being able to, like, process your own. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Her and Jonathan, though, definitely girl bossing, gatekeeping their way up.
Oh, okay.
Slay queening. gaslighting. Because they both have very intense Mars signs.
Oh,
Or not intense, very driven Mars signs.
Yeah.
Scorpio Mars is, like, literally, like, gets themselves where they want to be, exactly where they need to be. Aries Mars is like, oh, I can do anything I think I can do. So.
Freaking good for them.
Go king and queen.
King and queen.
Go girl bosses.
Oh my god, who's next? Rudy!
I spotted this man's Leo sun from a mile away. It's like, I have like a sixth sense for it.
That is so funny. Look at his little... The Virgo placements in this cast at 3 out of... How many have we done? 5? That's insane.
Yeah. He's got a cute little chart. I like his little chart.
His is pretty nice. Leo Sun, Sag Moon, another Virgo Mercury, Virgo Venus, Libra Mars. Holy cow. That.
Yeah, he's kind of the prototype for what Leo men look like in my head.
Sure.
It's the blonde, big, fluffy, all over the place hair, and then just like mischievous face.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He looks a little like, oh my god, what's the word? I was gonna say elvish, but I don't think that.
Elvish.
I don't think that's what I meant.
Impish?
Not
like he's up to no good.
Yeah, a little
That's what impish means. It means like you're like,
I guess.
Little trickster.
Yeah, no, he. Yeah, like the Keebler elf, but like a little bit more of a troublemaker.
It's like if the Keebler elves were little pranksters.
If the Keebler elf teamed up with a leprechaun, like that energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Rudy. That's so funny because I literally just, I told Emily when I was looking at my TikTok page and I was like, oh my god, you don't understand. The Keebler elves have taken over. And she was like, what does that mean? I was talking about Greta Van Fleet.
I literally thought there were like promotions or ads or whatever for like Keebler products. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I had literally no idea what, you had never mentioned, like talked about them using that phrase before.
No, that was the second time I'd mentioned, I'd like said that they took over my For You page before. Yes, it was. It was the same day.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if like TikTok went through like a Keebler elves phase where they just like made weird videos about Keebler elves, like, though. Like the actual Keebler elves, not Greta Van Fleet.
I hope not. The Berries and Cream guy is like has a TikTok account now. He's a professor.
Oh
He's like
God.
Literally a theater
Who
professor.
Who was he with? He was with someone really random the other day, and they posted a TikTok with him. Who was it?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about, but I could not tell you specifics about the situation.
Okay, now that we've established that Rudy Blanco is a pranking Keebler elf.
Oh my god, are his stans gonna take that the wrong way? Guys.
No, I love him.
We really like
him. I mean that in the best way.
Here's the thing. A Virgo Venus, okay.
Yeah.
There's good and bad to that. And and he's got those two fire placements for his sun and moon. Okay. Things might get a little annoying. It might be a little stressful.
Like, how are you gonna come across so exciting and energetic and then once you're in a relationship be, like, the most... Sorry. Like, the most, like, analytical, realistic, like, these are the facts of our relationship. Like, the... This is how this needs to be.
Placed with, like, stereotypically, like, indecisive sign for your Mars and however that influences that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, okay.
Yeah, I feel like he probably has a hard time getting into relationships.
Well, I feel like he's one of those guys where, like, when you first meet, it's like, oh my god, charisma out the wazoo. And, like...
He's funny. Out the wazoo!
And, like, you're vibing, you're having such a good time, and then it's, like, trying to take it a step further is, like, hitting a brick wall. And you have to put in, like, so much effort, so much more effort than, like, maybe you thought you would have because his personality before was, like, so out there. And then you're, like, how do we take steps forward? How do we, like, be decisive
about this? No, exactly. It gives the energy of, like, when you meet somebody and they're, like, so, like, they seem so into you because they're, like, so funny and they talk to you. And then, you get to, like, the point where it's, like, okay, are we gonna be serious or not? And then it's, like, they're, like, in their own head, like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I don't know if I can commit. I don't know this person's what I really want. And you're, like, okay, I don't know why all of a sudden things stop progressing.
Right, exactly.
But he's really, he's gotta be so funny, though. Oh, yeah. Him and Jonathan Davis both have Sag Moons, which are notoriously funny placements, and they're, like, BFFs, so it makes complete
sense to me. That makes
sense to me.
I'm sure, like, just, like, in terms of being around or, like, working with, like, this is a fun person. And, like, you can tell that immediately. Like, good guy, fun person.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we kind of dumped on the Virgo Venus, but I do like the aspects of Virgo Venus where it's like you're so dedicated and devoted and like generous, and it's like the kind of person where like every day they do something like small and like nice for you, like he's the kind of person that like you mentioned, you're like, oh, like crap, like I ran out of like pencils, like I need to go get pencils today, and you haven't gone out of the house yet, and he comes back from like somewhere and he like puts a pack of pencils in your desk and doesn't say anything about it.
No, there's always good aspects. There's always good aspects to, like, any place. Skylar's melting her own heart right now with this scenario.
Sorry.
No, because I can...
Let me just write into the fiction. POV, Rudy Ponko buys you a pack of pencils because you need it.
Any type of stationery item. Oh my god.
Oh my god. That was the Virgo in us.
That's you like, choosing pencils instead of like flowers, chocolate. You're like, what if he got you a notebook?
No, because the point was you needed it. I mean, yeah, you're so right though. Oh my god.
Oh my god, imagine him getting a calendar from him.
A plan. An agenda.
An agenda. Get out of here.
One of those, like, to-do list spreads.
A bullet journal.
I lose my mind. And he gives you the little pack of highlighters.
The clear post-its to bookmark things in your book so that it doesn't... Oh my god, we're just literally freaking out about things you can buy at Staples.
Literally. Oh my god, he annotates a book for you?
Oh.
He would. No, yeah, he would. He would, though.
Yes, he would. He'd give you, like, a journal.
With that Sag Moon.
He'd give you a journal, and it would have, like, notes on different days. Like, when you get to that day, there's, like, a surprise, like, thing from him that you didn't see. You know what I mean? Like, leave you little things on, like, dates in the future.
Oh, wait, he'd give you a planner, but he would, like, already have written, like, your anniversary in it. Or he'd, like, a little note. Okay, I'm gonna stop saying... The things that I'm gonna do for my significant other, because
let's finish this.
Sorry, we just romanticized Rudy Ponko.
We're on Drew Starkey's birth chart. He's a little Scorpio. Yeah, Jesus Christ, with a Cancer Moon and a Scorpio Mercury.
Yeah,
and a is he?
Yeah,
and a Scorpio Mars and a Libra. Is he okay? Oh no, Skylar.
Is he okay? Guys, is he okay?
Is he okay?
You'd be like, is he okay? And me being like, I love this chart. It's exactly what you need to know about me.
Oh my god. I'm not into it, but it seems like it's a hard life for him.
Oh, he's so sensitive.
Yeah.
So sorry. He's like, low-key is Rafe Cameron. Like, not in the psychotic way, but like, in the way that, like...
sensitivity way.
He reacts with anger, but he's, like, crying while he's... He, like, cries during a fight. Me being absolutely in love with him, and I'm like, he cries during a fight.
That is such a bold claim to make.
He does. Yeah. He does. Because, okay, I'll explain. I'll use evidence.
Okay, yes.
I'll support my argument.
Please.
He's got Cancer Moon. He feels things so deeply. But he's also got a Scorpio Mars and a Scorpio Mercury, so he's communicating things right away. But he's also low-key in his feels. But people underestimate Scorpio because Scorpios are also known for being sensitive. They just cover it up with, like, intensity and anger.
Yeah.
He's crying while he's fighting with you.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, I can picture that so clearly in my head.
But also low-key would go to bed, like, would die. To protect someone he, like, would beat up someone because they made fun of someone
Well, the same loved, intense or, like, way
wrong he, someone he loved.
The same intense way he's feeling his own feelings, the same is, like, is going to translate into his feelings for somebody else. Like...
Yes.
That seems obvious. Like, it might not be a getting you a planner or pencils type of love, but, like, he is dedicating... I feel like this would show up in, like, dedication of time to somebody. Or, like, time spent on for you. Like, that Scorpio Mars placement also just, like... That's a little saucy. I don't know.
Well, he's got a Scorpio Stellium.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And it's he has, like, an Earth, like, a chiller type of moon placement. He fully has a Cancer Moon.
No, so it's not helping. Fully emotional. Yeah, no, I love his Scorpio placements because I'm a stereotypical Virgo placement, Pisces placement. We love Scorpios, we can't do it. Yeah, I also really like his chart. Just when I saw it off the bat, I literally was like walking and like gasped because, okay, his moon is in the sign ruled by the moon. His Venus is in one of the signs ruled by Venus.
Yeah.
And his Mars is in one of the signs ruled by Mars. I don't know about being exalted or whatever. Like, I haven't really... done my research on that yet, sorry guys, I'm professional. But that's amazing that he has is that 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Personal planets and their ruling signs? Okay. Pop off, King.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Good job. Being born when you were.
Good. Exactly when you needed to be.
Oh my god, also, so many of these people are from the Carolinas.
Really?
Yes. He's from one of the Carolinas. Sarah Cameron. Madigan Cline is from one of the Carolinas. And I think it was Madison Bailey is also from one of the Carolinas.
Oh my god.
And then Rudy's from, like, Alaska.
Oh yeah, Rudy's from Alaska, which is, like, the most random thing ever.
I know. He looked, like, I didn't guess that he was from Alaska, but when I saw that he was, I was like, that kind of, yeah.
I mean, sure.
I was like, okay, he looks like he camps. I think that Rudy pulls off the Pogue style very well. Oh, I think he looks good in those clothes.
Correct.
He looks the best.
Correct.
Correct.
No, I think, yeah, his personal style out of all of them, I think I like the best.
Yeah, me too.
This person, in regards to the character that he plays, I think there are also some weirdly striking similarities in terms of emotional
capacity
and intensity and, like,
yeah.
That's super interesting. And maybe we're just seeing that because we're trying to have some confirmation bias in our little heads, but...
Yeah. No, I just feel like if you gave me a chart similar to this with, like, at least a couple of those Scorpio placements in the Cancer moon, I'd be like, I'd be like, yeah, this is Rafe Cameron.
But he has...
Like, crying as he screams at his...
Yeah. Him and Madison both have a lot of water in their chart. Again, I just want to know how all these people work together. I'm so insanely curious.
I know. I watch the interviews, but I want to see just, like, a live streaming camera in, like, a room with them together.
Yes. Oh my god.
Correct.
Well, it's a pretty good chart. These are... There is no, like, super shocking... ones. I feel like they all kind of correlated.
No.
A lot of them just made sense.
The only one that I was kind of shocked about was Madden Klein's, but that was only because I looked at her boyfriends first. So whenever I do that, I'm always like, oh.
Completely.
And then my mom's always like, okay, how does that
work?
Yeah,
I know.
And then Emily's like, how do they fight? Sorry.
It is an interesting question to ask.
It is an interesting question to ask. It's one of those questions you kind of have to ask.
Because if you're fighting with Drew Starkey, I feel like he's someone that paces when he fights, you know what I mean? Like, he's pacing around, he can't stop moving, and then he's, like, a burst here, and then it's, like, ups and downs, and it's, like, fucking crazy.
On that note, I think it's important that Emily and I make a disclaimer that we are making no remarks on any of these people's character, and that we also don't know anything about who they are in real life, and that these are all generalizations based on astrology, which is a practice that Emily and I do mostly for fun when we talk about other people, and when we talk about ourselves, then we're serious, but when we talk about other people, then we're, like, just being a fun...
This is all in a silly fun and mood. Games, guys. I could be 100% wrong about what I just said, but isn't it fun to imagine?
I just feel like it's just funny because Rafe Cameron does cry when he fights with people, so I feel like it'd be funny to be like, I feel like Drew Starkey doesn't really have to act because I feel like once he starts yelling, he starts crying anyways.
Oh my god, I really want to see that happen in real life. Just to see if it's true. It could be wrong.
Why would you say I just wish he would say if he did that, not that you want to see it?
Because seeing is believing, and I need hard evidence.
Because seeing is believing, Santa Claus. What does he say in the Polar Express? Seeing is not believing.
They said that in the Polar Express. They're like, seeing is not believing.
Yeah, that's like the whole thing. That's with the bell. They're like, seeing is
so
not believing.
So what's believing?
Seeing isn't believing. Believing.
I don't get it.
Because, like, oh my god. I'm not playing the plot of Polar Express.
I get it.
On that note, I hope that all the people in this cast still will be friends with me and Emily, because we love
all of you. Yeah, I think I'd get along with all of you. So let's be friends.
Yeah, I mean, we're crazy, so
who are we to say? We're insane.
We're insane.
I cry when I yell sometimes.
Emily cries.
I cry when I laugh. If you guys watch these YouTube videos,
when you speak anything,
anytime that I speak, a tear rolls down my cheek. Like, I can't, like, half of the video, if you are watching this on YouTube, I'm just, like, literally rubbing tears from my eyes. I can't, I don't know why this happens to me. And then my nose gets stuffed up and I sound like I have a cold. Genuinely, it is so difficult to film a comedy podcast when all you do is cry when you laugh.
It's so hard to be funny when every time you make a funny joke, you laugh at it and then you start crying.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Yeah, and then I want us to be invited to the season 3 premiere of
Potter Oh Mix. My god.
That's my goal.
There's like a whole list of things we should be invited to at this point that we spoke.
The Kissing Booth 3 was one of them.
Genuinely cannot believe.
So, I'm a little bit mad about
that. Genuinely cannot believe. Okay, Outer Banks, we need to be a part of. Season 3 premiere, invite us.
We need to be part of. For the people's sake, we need to genuinely. Be there.
So, well, we'll let our assistant know. And our manager and our producer.
Our assistant. Okay, thanks for listening or watching this guy.
Or
this
both.
Guy's, Or both. You should be doing both. Even I look better. I think I'm okay with how I look this episode.
Have you come down? From...
Yeah, I've come to terms with it.
Okay, good.
I think my hair actually looks kind of cute right now.
It does. I think it looked
not from the side, but
okay,
from the front.
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed listening to us us lose our minds and actually go insane.
Just to me having a mental breakdown. Yeah. Actually, genuinely.
We're going to have an episode of talking about the content of the show Outer Banks as soon as we both finish seasons 1 and 2. So hopefully in the near future. But thanks for listening. Thank you, Ashley,
girl,
for recommending this topic
so
to us.
So young and pretty.
Oh, Skylar's...
Say yes.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, just need some background music. Yeah, thank you, Ashley. I talked to you. You were so sweet. Okay, thanks for listening and watching.
Follow us on social media. It's all linked in our description. Keep DMing us because...
And talk to us.
You DM us an idea, there's a 99.99% chance that we'll do it.
We've had like an 100% success rate so far. Yeah.
So it's really... This is power to the people here because...
Exactly.
We take your ideas and we run with it. So definitely let us know. And just talk to us or just say hi. Appreciate it. Okay, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.